for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You'll do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I don't really know if you can hear me on the blog talk this morning. Let's see, what is this? Good morning, microphone. Which device did you plug in? You can hear me? Great. Good morning. Oh, thank you, Pastor Hattie. Brothers and sisters, I know sometimes when I tell you things, you do, God help me this morning. You do understand. I got to make sure y'all understand this. Whenever I say something, the Holy Spirit has the right to interrupt it and do it how God wants it done, no matter what I say, okay? So, with that thought in mind, we had deliverance here all day yesterday. And I learned a couple things in the deliverance. I saw three generations delivered at one time in one family. I saw God reveal witchcraft done on a family by their next door neighbor. Are you hearing me? And cause the family to lose their home, lose their money, lose everything because some Satanists moved in next door. No, I don't know who was there first, but the neighbors were Satanists, and they astro traveled through the window in the child's room, and they were operating through one of the children. And the kid actually told the parents that they saw him, but the parents didn't have, one of the parents had a little bit of understanding, some understanding, and the other parent didn't have any. So the parent that didn't have any happened to be the daddy. And he told the kid, oh, you're just imagining this, but it was real. And the Satanists tore up the household, tore up the marriage, tore up, caused the people to actually walk away from their home because they did not understand that the Satanists next door had conjured up apparitions. And I guess I haven't really taught much on apparitions, but it's interesting because I got the new website up. Just hold on. When I release everything, I did put a paragraph in there about apparitions. Now, realizing that I did that earlier as I was putting that website together, and the Lord said, I want you to put something about apparitions on that website. So I said, okay. So I put me a paragraph in there about apparitions after, and sure enough, I was going to be involved with deliverance through the manifestation of apparitions and how horrible they can be. So as I told you yesterday, God revealed to me, and I didn't even get a chance to get back to the second page, which is on another computer. But I'm trying to safeguard my work and everything I do from hackers and witches, hack me for information. But God is good, you know that? I saw that. Another thing happened. I don't know if I know you can hear me, but I don't know if you could hear from the blog talk. And I don't want it. Anyway, somebody found Jessica's Bible that their family buried. And they called Jessica up. She just happened to be here picking up Nadia from school. And she can probably tell it better than me, but I don't know if she can. They're on the road back home, I think, by now. So I don't know if she can. It was marvelous because when they called her, then she put them on a three-way with me and the people who found her Bible, again, happened to have been a man who was working. She'll have to tell you, but anyway, the wife is a prayer warrior. And they laid the Bible down, and it took them 3 weeks to call Jessica to tell her they found the Bible. And she prayed with them, and I had a chance to talk with them. And I didn't need to pray. She had already prayed, just kind of reinforce it and speak a blessing over it. Let me tell you something. When God tells you to do something, oh, you're still in Dalton. Okay, so can you call in? Can you, I don't know, can you try to call in the blog talk and let's see if it'll work? Because I would love for you to tell them. I'm glad you're still here. You'll be well rested when y'all hit that road. Oh, there it is. Let's see. Can you say something?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Okay, that's what's not working. I'm glad you can hear me, but you can't talk out because in my deliverance yesterday, dial me on my phone, Jessica. In my deliverance yesterday, I ministered to a six-year-old. Oh, you can hear her? Well, the only person who can't hear you is me. Pastor Hattie says she can hear you on the blog talk. So,
okay.
Go
ahead. Good morning, Tedline.
Forgive that testimony.
Okay.
Can y'all hear her?
Good morning.
Can you and Brother Joe hear her?
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? So I guess, okay, so I'm in Dalton and I'm picking up Nadia from school.
Jennifer R. says she can hear you too.
Okay. And it's just beautiful out here. The season's, you know, different than from where I can hear in South Texas. And
okay.
So we're just enjoying, you know, the weather and just enjoying seeing Nadia. We miss Nadia. And so we go on. Do you want me to go ahead, Sister Erica, or do you want me to call your phone?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
I can't hear nothing. I'm too close to that stuff over there. I'm way too close. Y'all can't hear you? Hello? Yeah, Jessica, you can't hear it on speaker?
Praise the Lord. Yes, we can hear it on speaker. I was calling the blog talk. Do you want me to call that dial in?
Yeah, try the blog talk now. Let's see what happens.
Yes,
let's see.
Praise the Lord.
Can you say something?
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Mm-mm.
Jesus is Lord.
There it is.
Thank you, Father.
I got it.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, I'm in Dalton picking up Nadia for college, and I was praying. We're on the hotel facing Mount Zion, and I'm praising God, and I'm thanking Him for safe travels, just thanking Him for Jesus Believers Church, and you know just reading the Word, waiting to you know get back on the road and just you know enjoy Nadia and going home. I see a phone call, and I don't recognize the name. It didn't say anonymous or unknown. And you can block unknown numbers coming in, and I had done that. But when I planted the Bible back in November, I had took that feature off my phone so that unknown numbers could come in. And I had been waiting, and nothing had come through. So when I looked here in Dalton, Georgia, I looked at my phone, and it said a name. And I thought, I don't recognize that name. But I heard Holy Spirit say to pick up the phone. And I thought it was very different. The prompting was different. So I looked again, and I said, And I just said, I better answer this call. So I answered the call, and there was a Spanish-speaking man on the other line. And he sounded like concerned. And he was saying, hello. And I said, yes. And he said, do you live in Robstown, Texas? And I said, no. But again, that is near my home. And that's the town that my dad was born and raised in. So that just immediately caught my attention. And he said, well, there's something that I have to, you know, get back to you. And he was speaking in Spanish. And then I was talking to him in English. And he said, wait, do you speak English? And I said, yes. And he said, okay, where do you live? And I said, I live in Cal Allen, which is just a few minutes away from Robstown. And he said, well, this is going to be it might be confusing to you, but I cut yards. And he went on to tell me what he did. And I'm still listening, like, who is this person and why is he calling me? Why did I hear Holy Spirit say to pick up the phone? And he said, well, okay, I found something that belongs to you. And I said, okay. And he said that he cuts yards and that he works 12-hour days. That he went to look for the yard that he was going to cut to pick up any debris, grass, metal. And he was having a very hard week. And he said his wife had said, let's go get an ice cream. And I had forgot that is where I went. And he said that he went and he looked and he saw something in the yard and it wasn't paper, and that he looked and it had recently been raining. So he said, oh my goodness, I found a Bible and it had been rained on. And he said, this is strange. It must have flooded and flew into this hole. Like it got lodged in the ground. So he said, his wife said, that's really strange, honey. It's in good condition. You can tell it was rained on, but it's in good condition. Let's get it. So they pulled it out and he said that they didn't open it at that time. They just noticed that it was in good condition and it was a nice leather Bible that they said, okay, come on, we'll just get it to the owner, but let's get our ice cream to make you feel better. So he said he put it under his arm, threw it in the back, you know, in the truck, got his ice cream, and they had been born again. So they were, you know, going through a lot of trouble. And he said that he was just struck with his head hung low and he was just like moving along in his life. And he said that 2 weeks had gone by. And he said that on this day, which would have been, I'm sorry, Tedline, I'm a little bit lost with my days just right now. But this had been, let's see, today is Saturday. So it would have been Thursday, I believe. And he said, and this day, it was just one of those days, he said, that he was, you know, just like praying, he and his wife. And then he glanced around and he saw the Bible that he had left on his countertop 2 weeks ago. And that he said, oh, honey, I have to find the owner of that Bible. She said, you're right. So he said he heard a voice. And he said that he said to look over there. And he said, okay. And he looked over and it was the Bible. He opened it for the first time in 2 weeks. And he said that when he saw it, it hit him. And when he called, he was saying Mrs. Stephen Garcia, because that's what I wrote. I didn't actually write my name. I put Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Garcia, and if you need prayer, call this number. And I wrote Jesus loves you, and I wrote hearts, and, you know, just real bright where, you know, it would catch your attention. And so he said, and here you are. I'm calling you. And I just was so shocked. I said, what? And I think I scared him because I was like, I mean, I literally was just shocked. I thought I would never hear from the person. And he was just like as shocked. And I could hear another person like on speaker. And, you know, I could just tell who, like they were a mature couple. And it was very interesting because at that moment I just was, you know, in awe. And he said, yes. And I said, but did you read what it said? He said, yes, it says if you need prayer. And I said, okay. And I, by that time I'm standing up and I'm like, do you need prayer? And he's like, we actually do. We actually do need prayer. I was like, okay. And then I could hear the woman. And I said, okay, let me write this down. What is your name, please? And they gave me their names. And when she said, you know, the wife, I could hear her whisper. And I said, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? And he said, my name is Mr. Well, he didn't say Mr., but he said, my name is Santos. And then I said, and your name, ma'am? And she said, Mary. And then she said, most people, you know, just Mary. And I said, Miss Mary. And she said, yes. And I just giggled because that's my mom's name. And Dr. Erica calls her Miss Mary. And I just went, wow. And I remember that Dr. Erica said that you, when you've met Marys, it's a good thing. So that immediately was resonating in me. And I could feel that she was a soft, her voice was soft and caring. And I said, okay, let's go. What do you need prayer for? And he said, okay, honey. And then they talked and he said, this is the strange thing. He said, we just recently found out, or he said, I just found out I have a granddaughter. I didn't know she existed. And she found me 2 months ago. And I said, uh-huh. And he said, yes. And that is a long story. And maybe one day we'll get to share that with you. And then he says, well, you asked us your name. Can we have your name? And I said, oh, yes. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. He said, because we see Mr. and Mrs. Stephen Garcia. I said, my name is Jessica Garcia. And they said, okay. Immediately he called me Sister Jessica. And I thought, oh, okay. You know, only believers that I've met call me sister. I didn't have to tell him that. He just immediately did that. And I said, oh, okay. All right. So tell me your granddaughter's name and what is the prayer request? And he said, well, we just met her. And she has like aneurysms and severe migraines. And they sometimes have caused seizures. And I said, oh, all right. And I said, what's her name? And he said, Alexis.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Remember that day I said, Alexis, who is Alexis? I said, there's a little girl named Alexis. This is one. I prayed for the other one, played with the other one yesterday in the church. Both Alexis manifested, but go ahead, Jessica.
Yes. So instantly I thought of, oh, my goodness, Dr. Erica was calling out an Alexis. And I just, like, everything was just hitting me because my niece, I knew, is Alexis. And that's a rare name. I don't really hear a lot of Alexis. And especially for Dr. Erica to be saying, God, he's calling out Alexis. And I thought, I'm going to remember this. So that's what came to me. I thought, oh, wow, okay, but I'm not going to tell them that at this moment. And then they said, well, one more thing before we start praying. And I said, okay. And it was Miss Mary. She said, my daughter. And then just the way she said it was so sweet. She said, my daughter. And I said, okay, we'll pray for your daughter. What's her name? She said, her name is Jessica. And I just giggled again. I thought, oh my goodness. Okay. And I said, wow. And then the husband's like, right? You're Jessica? This is like a divine appointment, right? And he's yelling. I'm kind of just in shock. She's just really soft-spoken, just, you know, like, Jessica, my daughter, she's just in turmoil. She's going through so much. Her head's hanging low, and she's lost her faith. I'm Jessica Foss. And I said, oh, my goodness. And she said, yes, please, let's pray for her because I've been, and then he, you know, spoke for her. He's like, it's okay, honey. Like, it was just tender. I could almost see it. And I thought, wow, God, I know why you have me here. And then I said, okay. He goes, it's okay, honey. I'm going to tell her. My wife on her own started a prayer chain, like just got some people together and just praying. And we've been praying for her. And then now we've been praying for 2 months for Alexis, you know, and now you and this Bible. And I thought, oh, wow. Okay. So I said, let's go. Let's get, I was standing up. I was ready. I felt the fire of God just like say, come on, like the Holy Spirit took over. And I just said, let's go, come on. And we started praying. And I was thinking, Lord, how am I going to do this? And I didn't even, it was God, because I just started to bind it up and rebuke. And I could hear them, because I told them before I started praying, I said, be in agreement with God's word. Matthew 6:10, God's will be done. And then they said, yes, we understand that. And I said, okay, well, let's go. And we just started praying. And we were binding up. I was binding up those evil spirits and all, like, sickness, disease, and then the torment. And then I prayed for their bloodline and restoration, and I could hear them. They were also like, go, evil spirits, go, go. And I thought, wow, I'm going to have to ask them if they, you know, heard of the 10 line and Dr. Erica. And it was very powerful because I could just hear their love. And they were in agreement with God. They love God. They love Jesus. And I was just in awe. And I said, wow, this is truly a divine appointment. And the man just kept saying yes. And they were weeping. They were saying yes, yes. And thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. And this is amazing. You know, and we were just all in awe worshiping God. And I said, okay, wait, you have to testify. And I told them about, I know the TED line's going away December 22nd, but I did say that. I said, you know, there's a line, and I said, and I know that these prayers will be answered by faith, with faith, because I got healed of cancer. I was dying in a deathbed, so there's nothing too strong. And honestly, I said, Ganos, I was where you were, and I'm right here in Dalton, Georgia. When Dr. Erica prayed with me, a lot of people thought, how could you be healed over the phone and on the line? But right now, if you would have called me 2 weeks ago, I would have been in your neighborhood. And maybe possibly you could have said, okay, our family is restored, or God answered us because I'm right here. But no, you called me when I'm actually here in Georgia, and you're there in Texas. And here we go. And they said, and we feel the fire of God coming. We feel it. We feel it. I said, I know. This is so powerful, because God just like spoke that to me, like, look, there's a distance here. You're going to go back there, but at that time it wasn't the right time, because I want to show people that there is no distance in the spirit realm. It's so that the faith can grow. And I thought, whoa, this is powerful. And they understood. They were like, we're in agreement. We know God can do these, and we believe. And I was just so in awe. And I said, you have to share this with my pastor. And they said, yes, yes, we will. And I said, okay. And if, you know, it's time, you're going to have to share this with the TED line. They said, yes, we will, because we're up at 4:30 a.m. And then we laughed, because he said, is that too early? It's very hard for people to talk to us because we're early people. And I laughed so hard. I said, oh, Lord. They said, what? I said, you will not believe this, but in Texas, the TED line comes on at 5 a.m. And they just laugh. They belly laugh. We're up at that time. We're done with coffee, and we leave for work at 7. And I said, oh, my goodness, you're going to have to get on there. They said, yes, yes, call your pastor. We will tell her. We'll testify to anybody of how this happened. And I said, okay, be on standby. And I said, well, let me try Dr. Shepherd now. And thank God you answered. And then that's the rest. You heard for yourself, and they spoke to you. And yes, they said they're willing to come on if God willing, and they said, we will testify for ourselves. So praise God. God is great.
We don't know when. It's not our job to know when. It's not our job to know why. And you shouldn't even try to question why. Your job and my job and the mission. I got a mission. Oh, yeah. And I played with the other Alexis yesterday. And she will wear you out. She got so much energy. But it was fun. I actually had fun ministering to a 6-year-old. And watching God move on that 6-year-old. The deliverance came through singing. The deliverance came through racing. The deliverance came through her playing with Tracker and Ted. And it was so easy that I was shocked. I was just shocked to myself. It was so easy. And God ministered to a 6-year-old Alexis through love. It was purely love.
You're and child right now.
And childlike faith. Childlike faith is what did it. And I must say, it uplifted my spirit, my own spirit. Just children are marvelous. Children are marvelous. I know you parents, I know they can work you. But the bottom line is, there's a mystery in a child that only God can reveal, and it's that childlike faith. I saw that in that six-year-old. And only kids have it. And I saw that too. And I was so blessed. And that's why I was telling you, when I say I'm going to work on my books and stuff like that, you know what? It ain't going to happen. I'll get it done, but the bottom line is, even when I say I'm going to do that, what is a treasure to God is a human being. Human beings, God's own creation. And then I always think about the holiday time, because I end up working more during the holiday time than during regular time, because that's when people have off. And so God, I want to share this real quick. If I think I printed it out. God said, for each one of you Ted Liners, he wants you to give him a gift this Christmas. And he asked me to ask you to give him a gift. Now, God would never ask you to do anything you cannot do. So this is the mission for Christmas. And this is the gift. God wants you to make yourself the present. God wants you to make yourself the present. And God wants you to give the gift of your own presence to somebody this Christmas. Did that make sense? Nadia, Jose, somebody post this for me. God wants you to make yourself the present this Christmas. And God wants you to give the gift of your own presence to somebody. So God wants you to make you the present, present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T, and to give the gift of your own presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, to somebody this Christmas. You got that? Do you think you could do that for God this Christmas? God wants you to make yourself the present. And God wants you to give the gift of your own presence to somebody this Christmas. You think you could do that? I think you can. God thinks you can too, or else he wouldn't ask you to do it. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know this, that God wouldn't ask you to do it if you couldn't do it. How many of you are willing to try? Let me see at least eight. How many disciples do you have? 12. Is it 12 of you out there that will try? In these glory days that we're in. Now, when you do this, I want you to do this as an offering to God. So what scripture would you have to back that up? Well, I could pick plenty of them, but the number one is Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, because it's your reasonable service. So God wants you to take your reasonable service to him and extend it to somebody else by making yourself a present to someone by your presence. I think when we were around Thanksgiving time that Minister Donna said for Thanksgiving, she went to the grocery store and took the dinner to her mother-in-law's house and cooked it, and they had that. That's making, I didn't think about her, the Holy Spirit just did, but God wants something personal from you, just like he's personal with us. So he wants you to make yourself the present and give the gift of your presence to somebody this Christmas. And it ain't about you, so all you have to do is just however you have to do that. And then God will show up and take care of it. So I saw 12 people say you'll do it, you'll try. That's all you have to do is try. So God wants some of your reasonable service this birthday celebration. We know it doesn't matter. You just celebrate it by your presence as a present to somebody. I think that'll give us a good intro into where we're going. Now, you said you would do it. Will you make a vow to do it? Let me say yes, if you will, the 12 of you. Will you make a vow? I make a vow. I make a vow, God, to make myself a present with my presence in the life of somebody this birthday season, celebration. Now, don't forget, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and break it. Thank you. I know God gonna bless you. But it's more important than that, than God blessing you, is that God gonna make you a blessing for somebody else. And that's awesome. Praise God. Thank you, Jessica, for sharing that. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. If you step out by faith and do that, there's no telling what you're going to see happen as a result of that. Because there's a believer somewhere waiting for you in your household of faith. Those of you on the blog talk, I can't see you, but you can text me. You can text me. You know my number. Text me. See, we've come a long way by faith. Now it's time for you to be used by God, because that's what it's all about. That's why he saved you. That's what ministry is all about. It's all about you demonstrating Jesus to somebody somewhere. And I just think this is a great time to do it. Look, I'm not going to be on here long, but today I'll do some more writing and stuff. But I got the website is up. I just haven't released it yet. I'm all straight with the state registered, all straight with the feds registered. And I'm excited going into this elevated level. The whole ministry elevated, that means that you'll be coming in at the elevation too. Isn't that great? I know you probably just want, and what I did is I have some more people coming, another whole family on the 19th, and I might do one or two more coming here for ministry and elevation. If you have some prayer requests that you need the whole Tedline and me coming to agreement with you, I think I'm going to pray December 23rd at midnight, from midnight to 12:30 on Christmas Eve. I think Jessica remind me of that because I have a lot going on. If I don't have, even if you send me your address, would you please send it back today? Because I'm mailing out your, you know, the Faith is a Substance, a Spiritual Substance. Those books are going out today. So I got to make sure I got the address of those of you that are supposed to get them. Send it again to Tedline Ministry. They're going out today. They're going out by the U.S. Postal Service today. I apologize if I asked you to do that too many times. It's because I finally got the sanctuary done. I'm just about done with the fellowship hall. And then I'll be, it took 2 years, but I got hacked so many times. That's why I had to erase my computers. So if I don't have your address, you won't get it. But if I do, you'll get it in about three to four days. I'm sending them out priority mail. The Spiritual Substance of Faith goes in the mail and out today. Please make sure I have your address, even if you send it to me, even if you know I got it. Send it again so I can just get it right off the computer, address it, and mail it to you. I told you it was going to be your Christmas present, Christmas, Christ, birthday. I want you to get your birthday gift from the ministry to you. I think you're going to appreciate it. And it's in a hard copy. I had it bound. And so then when you get the other two copies, you'll have the 1, 2, 3 sets. Because it's going to be 1, 2, 3, probably 5 sets. And boy, are they going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. The Spiritual Substance. And then those, some of you don't even have the one I did with the people who came here. I'm going to send that one out too. That was a little heavy. That one is a little heavy. So maybe I'll have the guy make, if I get your address today, I'll send you that one too, so that when I teach it, and that course is going to be up, all this is going to roll out with the course. The course is going to be up. So you're going to need this. And I'm not sending out PDFs. These are hard copies so you can read them. And they're fill-in-the-blank portions where you have to write your own name in as you go along. So send it to Tedline Ministry at Outlook.com. Tedline Ministry at Outlook.com. I'm not getting it off my phone. Hear me. I'm not getting it off my phone. If you send it to Jesus Believers and or anywhere else, I won't get it. So if you send it to Tedline Ministry at Outlook.com, I'll get it, and you'll have it in 3 days. You know, not counting the weekend. That's why I said 3 or 4 days. Well, God bless you, each and every one. Pray for somebody to find your Bible, so you can be a blessing to them.
It's a new day. Let's go.
It's a new day, and I will be glad.
Yeah.
Today is a new day, and I will.
Come on.
Be glad.
Let me hear you. Why don't she just send a PDF? Brothers and sisters, how can you take over the airwaves without sending something through the airwaves? Remember, we have to dominate in the name of Jesus the airwaves. Satan thinks he owns the airwaves, but he doesn't. He doesn't. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all of us that dwell there in here. And we have to dominate the airways. That's why I always have you send things through the airways. That's the answer to the question of who, the person who wants to know why I didn't send a PDF. That's why. I have a mission to dominate the airways. And let me tell you, that ministry that was done here all day yesterday, it was so easy. I know the glory rested on this place. I know there's open heaven here. All you have to do is come here and experience it, and you would know it too. You would know it too. Man, it's raining on this mountain. It's raining. It's raining. Gladys Knight sang a song a long time ago. Take the midnight train to Georgia. Take the Holy Ghost train to Georgia.
Anyone who's got them turn. everybody's good time turned out real bad. Is there any more happening? Anybody's house too tall to climb? Is there anybody's face here?
Which is going to come through them when they make themselves your present to somebody on earth so that they will experience your presence. Heaven on earth.
Y'all ready to go to church?
Thank you.
Because in your presence is the fullness of God. So when you give your presence as your present, we're going to have a hallelujah celebration. So, oh, come on, ring those bells.
Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family, sharing lots of love and happiness. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, and everybody say, Jesus, we remember, it's your birthday.
See ya in the morning.